Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, that's me, Robbie from EnglishHarmony.com obviously, and welcome back to my video blog where we talk about all things related to English fluency and the surrounding issues, problems and whatnot. Now, in today's video I'm going to address a particular issue raised by some of my blog readers. And basically, the question they ask me is, Robbie, you're talking about this spoken English self-practice and that it's a great way of improving one's spoken English, but it's too boring. Okay, so now, let me tell you right off the bat that I don't buy into that, right? Boring? I don't believe that. Why? Here's why. There's constantly something happening in your mind. There's thoughts crossing your mind all the time. And if you're saying that it's not really the case, I don't believe that, because we're human beings. We're intelligent beings. We're constantly thinking about something. So in order to carry out a successful spoken English practice session, all you need to do is you just take those thoughts that are already in your head and verbalize them. Verbalize them in English. That's all. So if you're saying that it's too boring, well, probably what you mean by that is that there's nobody else to communicate with, right? So, yeah, probably that's true if we compare two situations. Let's take me, for instance. Now I'm just sitting in my home office, recording a speech in my camcorder. Well, it is probably more boring than if I were to sit here and speak with someone. But it's like comparing apples with oranges. You can't really compare the two situations because there's a whole lot of advantages to doing spoken English self-practice compared to speaking with someone else. And in case you haven't read this article, please check it out right here. Just click on it and it'll take you to the respective page on my blog where you'll be able to read all the advantages that self-spoken English practice has, right? And I can just name a few right off the top of my head. For instance, when you speak with someone, you stress out because at the end of the day, it's a different person you're speaking with. So that person has certain expectations of you, and that in turn makes you put those expectations onto yourself. So you expect of yourself to speak at a certain level, and that's when you inevitably start stressing out. Whereas when you speak with yourself, there's no such issues. You don't have to impress yourself, right? So you can speak the way you speak, right? Secondly, you can make as many mistakes as you want. There's nobody to judge you. All you have to do is just speak. And then whenever you correct yourself, whenever you catch yourself making a mistake, you can go back and correct yourself as many times you want. You can experiment with your speech. And there's nobody to judge you, which is not really possible when you're actually having a conversation with someone in real life, right? And that's just the two benefits. So to read more about them, please check this article out. And yeah, where was I going with all this? I was basically saying that, yes, maybe compared to an actual conversation, self-practice is a bit boring in that sense that you don't have another person to communicate with. But if we weigh all the pros and cons, having a self-practice session is very beneficial to your fluency. So you just have to be, what's the best way of describing it? You just have to see the benefits that such spoken English practice has. And that's when it actually stops being boring, when you realize that there's so many benefits and that your English fluency is going to improve big time down the line. That's when I think you should, not that it just should, but you will definitely just get rid of that concept of boredom in your mind, and you will just embrace doing the self-spoken English practice forever. And if you're anything like me, if you're passionate enough about your spoken English improvement, you will do that, right? That's all I gotta say in relation to this matter. Basically, I don't buy that. Spoken English self-practice is boring because there's constantly something happening in your brain. And even if you compare it with real-life conversations and brand it as boring on those grounds, you just have to see the benefits, realize that it's going to give you great rewards in terms of your spoken English improvement in the months and years to come. And that's when you should, and not that, just like I said, it's not that you just should, but you definitely will completely embrace the whole concept, and the boredom factor is just gonna go out the window by itself, okay? Anyway, thanks for watching this video. If you have any questions or anything, any comments of any nature, please publish them in the comment section below, and I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can. Thanks, my friends, for watching, and chat to you soon. Bye-bye.